This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. Today is the first day of class for thousands of children displaced by Hurricane Katrina, children who now call Houston's Astrodome and the city's two convention centers home. Houston Public Radio's Capella Tucker reports.
The Houston Independent School District has been told to expect up to 6,000 new students from New Orleans. 9-year-old Tariana Durrell is one of them, and her optimism shines through.
I'm just happy I'm going to school so I could learn. That's what I'm happy for.
Are you looking forward to meeting your teacher?
Yes.
And what do you think you're going to tell her?
I'm going to tell her I'm from New Orleans and I need to be treated nicely. I know they already go treat me nicely. That's what they go do.
The Durrell family, which includes three children, spent nearly 2 days in their home's attic before their father, Anthony Durrell, was able to break through the roof. They were then rescued by a boat. Durrell hopes school will get his children's minds off of what they've been through.
It'll get them something to look forward to now, being in a new location with a lot of people that's giving out a lot of love, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, and I appreciate this to the bottom of my heart.
For families like the Mitchells with teenagers, it may take a little longer to adjust. 16-year-old Christopher is anxious.
I'm not ready to go to school right now. I miss my old school. I don't know. I'm going to take some time to fit in with the other people, everything.
His father, Raymond, is not worried.
It's just that he misses old school and his team, you know, his guys he used to hang out with, but it's not really going to be that hard. Once he gets established and adjusted to everything, everything will be just fine for him.
The families who are enrolling their children are planning to stay in Houston for the indefinite future. The parents plan to look for jobs and other housing arrangements while their children are in school. Other families who are still deciding whether to stay or move on are not yet enrolling their children. The Houston Independent School District is reopening two elementary schools that were closed last spring because of declining enrollment. HISD spokesperson Adriana Villarreal says those two schools will hold 1,300 students.
It'll be exactly like every other one of our 305 schools with all of the same programs. We'll even have uniforms like we do at many of our other schools so they don't have to worry about clothing, and we'll provide all of that for them.
The school district has been doing a lot of hiring, including teachers from the New Orleans area who are among the evacuees. Helen Franklin taught in Jefferson Parish for the past 23 years and made her way over to the HISD administration building to apply for a job.
I would love to go back, but there is nothing to go back to. The Jefferson Parish public school system has stated that we need to find employment elsewhere, so that's what I am doing at this current time.
A number of standard school requirements are being waived considering how the Katrina families found themselves in the Bayou City. Officials point out that school had already started in Louisiana, so most of the children had received vaccinations that are similar to Houston's requirements. The New Orleans students will increase Houston's enrollment by about 3%. This is in addition to the roughly 1,000 students the district has already enrolled from Katrina families who are staying with friends and relatives throughout the city. For NPR News, I'm Capella Tucker in Houston.